The number one top trend is on-site barrel-aged cocktails.
Barrel-aged cocktails. Explain that one to me.
Well, say a restaurant specializes in a whiskey sour.
Okay.
So they make up a big batch of whiskey sours, and then they put it into wooden kegs, barrels, just like you would wine. As it sits there, it gets the qualities of the wood and adds something to the flavor of the cocktail.
Is that common, or is that a new cutting-edge thing?
This is a new one. If anyone's doing it locally, I'd love to know about it, but I haven't seen it locally. There are companies now that are making special kegs. We're not talking about the big, you know, huge barrels that could crush you if they fall. These are tabletop barrels with a spigot on them so that as the cocktail reaches its peak, and of course this requires lots of tasting on the bartender's part each day to see if it's, you know, they will sell no whiskey sour before it's time. So then they just tap it and get another batch going in another barrel.
Interesting. I might have to try that one. What's next on the list?
Food and liquor or cocktail pairings. We all know about food and wine, but
sure.
This is, say, cosmopolitan. What would you pair a cosmopolitan with? You know, like you need to pair it with anything. I don't know. But
what would you pair a cosmopolitan with?
I don't know, but I want to attend that dinner.
I do too.
Culinary cocktails, ones that have savory ingredients. We've been seeing for a long time cucumber in cocktails.
Right.
I don't approve of cucumber in my drinks. Vegetation,
I'll pass.
Yeah, but apparently it's a big thing.
Neither one of us too big on the vegetation, but to each his own. What else we got?
Micro-distilled or artisan liquors.
Hmm. So like the micro beers.
Yeah, like people with a still out back, I guess. You know, watching out for those revenueers.
You used to call those moonshiners,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, exactly. But you can do it in small batches now. You can get a license for it. And we're going to be seeing these, apparently. Locally produced spirits. That kind of goes right along with that. Locally sourced fruit, berries, and produce to go with those culinary cocktails, one assumes.
And we're starting to see that trend in a lot of restaurants.
Right. That was a few weeks ago when we talked about the food menu trends. Of course, locally sourced was and has been for a couple of years now one of the big trends. I don't know if it goes on for a couple of years, if it's still a trend or not.
Well, I guess if it stays hot, then it's still a trend.
Okay.
So what are some of the other beverage trends we'll see?
We're going to be seeing Cicerones.
You're going to have to explain that one
okay.
to me, too.
A Cicerone, or a Cicerone, if you're not from Italy, is a beer sommelier.
Oh.
So just as you would have an expert in a restaurant who knows the wine list, who can tell you the nuances of the wine, a Cicerone does the same thing with beer. And, of course, since we see these microbreweries and go into restaurants that have, you know, 100 different taps
yes.
with the beer, a Cicerone can be your guide to finding that right beer. And then locally produced beer. We've been seeing that for a while. We have, of course, Orlando Brewing Company that does beers. We've got the beers in Tampa. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of that.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers to you, too.